This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Continuing his three-day visit to the Republic of Ireland, U.S. President Joe Biden spoke to the Irish legislature in Dublin on Thursday, becoming the fourth American president to address a joint sitting of the Irish Houses of Parliament. Biden reminisced about his Irish heritage and talked about the enduring strength of the bond with Ireland that began with, in his words, the very founding of the United States.
These stories are the very heart of what binds Ireland and America together. They speak to a history defined by our dreams. They speak to a present written by our shared responsibility. And they speak to a future poised for unlimited shared possibilities.
Highlighting Ireland's support in defending Ukraine from Russia's aggression, he noted how the country stood with the United States and partners around the world. Ireland is part of the European Union, but not a member of NATO. Militarily, it's neutral, but it has given humanitarian support to Ukraine, welcoming nearly 80,000 Ukrainian refugees following Russia's invasion last year. A top Russian diplomat has said Moscow may consider a prisoner swap involving a U.S. journalist after a court delivers its verdict. AP correspondent Karen Chamas says more.
Russia's Deputy Foreign Minister Sergei Ryabkov told Russian media that talks about a possible exchange with Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovich could take place. However, he emphasized that Moscow would only negotiate a possible prisoner exchange after a court delivers its verdict in the espionage case against Gershkovich. Russia's Federal Security Service accused Gershkovich of trying to obtain classified information about a Russian arms factory. Both the U.S. government and the Wall Street Journal have strongly denied Russia's allegation that Gershkovich is a spy. I'm Karen Chamas.
This is VOA News. North Korea fired a new model of long-range ballistic missile on Thursday, according to South Korea, triggering a scare in northern Japan, where residents were told to take cover, though there turned out to be no danger. South Korea's military called the launch a grave provocation, saying it flew about 1,000 kilometers. South Korean military officials said the missile appeared to have been a new weapon displayed at a recent North Korean military parade and possibly using solid fuel. The U.S. Justice Department said Thursday it will go to the Supreme Court to appeal restrictions imposed on a widely used abortion pill in the latest round of an intensifying battle over reproductive rights. VOA's Diane Roberts has more.
The move by the administration of U.S. President Joe Biden came just hours after an appeals court blocked moves to ban mifepristone, but limited access to the drug used for more than half of the abortions in the United States. Speaking to reporters during Mr. Biden's visit to Dublin, White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said, quote, "We believe that the law is on our side and we will prevail," end quote. Late Wednesday, the U.S. Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals said mifepristone should remain available for now, but limited access to the first 7 weeks of pregnancy, down from 10. The appeals court also said in-person visits would be necessary to obtain the pill, a requirement lifted in recent years, and blocked the medication from being sent by mail. Diane Roberts, VOA News.
Alexei Navalny, Russia's most prominent opposition politician, is grappling with a mystery ailment in jail that could be some sort of slow-acting poison and has lost about 17 pounds in weight over the past 2 weeks, his spokeswoman said. Reuters' Matthew LaRotonda has more.
Allies of Alexei Navalny, the imprisoned arch-critic of Russian President Vladimir Putin, say he's been hit with an unknown ailment behind bars, has lost 17 pounds in just over 2 weeks, and say they fear it may be the result of a slow-acting poison. That's according to Navalny's spokesperson, Kira Yarmish. This was Yarmish speaking to Reuters on Thursday.
There was an ambulance called for Alexei on Friday because of severe stomach pain. We can't rule out the idea that he is being poisoned.
If it is poisoning, it may not be his first. 3 years ago, Navalny survived an apparent poisoning attempt with what Western laboratory tests said was a nerve agent.
That's Reuters' Matthew LaRotonda reporting, and the FBI on Thursday arrested a member of the U.S. Air National Guard over the leaks online of classified U.S. documents that embarrassed Washington with allies around the world. VOA News.